How do we know that the avoid of a tful yoim, someone who is tame, he went to the mikveh, and now he's waiting for sunset to become tar? How do you know if he does the avoid, this can be possible? After my Bryce says, Rav Simoi says, the pasuk of kedoshim yiyu leloikehem v'lo yichalalu is not needed to teach that the avoid of a kohen who is tame is possible, because that's learned from the pasuk of Yenozru. Therefore, it must become a teacher, even a tful yoim, his avoid is possible as well. For Akmar, the pasuk before this pasuk speaks of a kohen who made a bald spot in mourning or shaves with a razor, so maybe the pasuk v'lo yichalalu comes to teach that the avoid of such a kohen is possible. And furthermore, there's a gzeir shava from this pasuk to truma, which teaches that this kohen who does the avoid is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. This teaches that the pasuk is referring to a kohen who may not eat truma. This must therefore be referring to a tful yoim, and not a kohen who made a bald spot or shaved with a razor. Rabbi asked, why do we need separate psukim to teach that the avoid of a tamei of a tful yoim and of a mechusik yipurim are each tamei? They're all similar, and we would therefore think that we can learn one from the other. And for Gemara, they're all necessary. Why? If the Torah would only teach us regarding a tamei, we would say his avoid is possible because he has the ability to make something else tamei, but the others don't, and therefore their avoid is not possible. If we only had a pasuk of a tful yoim, we would not learn Mechusik Kippurim from it, because we would say that Tful Yoim may not eat Truma, but Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to, therefore you can't learn one from the other. If we only had the Pasuk from Mechusik Kippurim, we would not learn Tful Yoim from it, because we would say Mechusik Kippurim needs to do something to change his status, he has to bring a carbon. Tful Yoim doesn't have to do anything, comes to Mela, the sun just has to set, so therefore you couldn't learn that from the other. Vekmar, maybe the Torah could have written only two of them, and the third could have been learned from the other two. Vekmar, okay, so which one should it not have written? It could not have left out Mechusik Kippurim because Mechusik Kippurim may eat Truma and the others may not. It could not have left out Tful Yoim because it does not need to take any action to become Tar. If you'll say that even so, the Tumah of Mechusik Kippurim is on a lesser level than that of a Tful Yoim because Mechusik Kippurim already had sunset, we can say that Rabba holds that the Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav has the status of a full-fledged Zav, and therefore it's not viewed as having a lesser Tumah status than a Tful Yoim. Therefore, Tful Yoim could not be learned from the other two. The Gemara says the concept of whether Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav has the status of a full-fledged Zav is actually a matter of machlekes among Tanoim and a Braisa. The Braisa says, if the Par Adumu was burned by an Oinen or Mechusik Kippurim, it's kosher. Yosi HaBavli says, if it's burned by an Oinen, it's kosher. If it's burned by Mechusik Kippurim, it's puzzle. Presumably, machlekes says that Yosef HaBavli holds that Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav has the status of a full-fledged Zav, and that's why the Par Adumu would be puzzle when he burns it. Tanakama holds that Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav does not get that full-fledged status of a Zav. The Gemara said, no, maybe that this is not machlekes. Maybe everyone agrees that Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav has the status of a full-fledged Zav. Machlekes going Par Aduma is, the pasuk says, v'hizo ha-tohar, which seems to be an extra pasuk, and it teaches that there's someone who is thought of as being tamei to some degree, and yet he can still do the Par Aduma process. This teaches that a Tful Yoim may do the Par Aduma process. Machlekes will be, a Tanakama holds this refers to a Tful Yoim of any Tumah, including the Tumah of a Zav. Yosef HaBavli holds that it only refers to the Tumah discussed in the Parsha, which is Tumas Meis. Therefore, an Oinen and a Tumay Sheretz, which are more lenient than Tumay Meis, can be learned from a Kal V'Chomer from Tumas Meis, and they therefore can do the Par Adumas process as well. However, a Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav, which is more stringent than the Tumah than the Tumas Meis in the sense that it came from his own body, that cannot be learned from a Tful Yoim. Mishnah ends at Mechusik Bigodim. How do we know, affecting Gemara, that the avoid of a kohen is not wearing all the big day kahuna that he's supposed to be wearing as possible? So Rav Ovadia, in the name of Yechanan, or maybe it was the Rav of the son of Rav Shimon, he learns from a pasuk that a kohen is not fit to do the avoida when he's not wearing the big day kahuna because he does not have the status of kahuna. Therefore, he would be no different than a zar who does the avoida.